But Marnie and I were talking, and so we decided that what we wanted to do is we wanted to talk about ethical roles or ethical issues that come up in relationship to the role of in-house counsel. And, you know, in the world of Texas school districts, I think one of the biggest sort of growing sectors are in-house counsel. More and more school districts are hiring attorneys to work inside the school district. And it's not just the big districts like Houston ISD and Dallas ISD. Some fairly small school districts are hiring attorneys, sometimes to do solely legal work, and sometimes they have different roles. Mark Neal told me yesterday that he's officially the associate or assistant superintendent for human resources, and then he does the legal stuff. So, you know, they wear different hats. But so let me start out by asking this question. How many people here are in-house counsel at a school district or a charter school or something like that? Okay. And I guarantee you that's way more hands than there would have been, you know, 8 years ago. Did you raise your hand? Okay. But for those of you who are thinking, well, you know, why am I interested in this topic? I'm not an in-house counsel. One of the things that we're going to talk a little bit about today is things that you as an administrator or an outside counsel or an employee attorney need to think about when you're working with in-house counsel. Because I think more and more in a lot of these school districts, the in-house attorney is likely to be, if not your only point of contact with the district, certainly, you know, maybe your main point of contact. So I think, you know, those of us who are outside of school districts are going to be working more and more with an in-house counsel, and there are some interesting issues that come up. So, and I'm not going to read this, and I apologize in advance. When you do ethics presentations, you have to read the ethics rules, and we're going to have to go over some of the specific rules. This is the preamble to the disciplinary rules of professional conduct, and again, you don't have to read the whole thing, but one of the things it points out in there is that lawyers for governmental entities, in-house counsel for governmental entities, are different because you frequently play more of a role in making actual decisions. In other words, you're not just representing their legal interests. You may actually have authority to make decisions for the entity.